The question was asked, if a person made a blessing on water and then got distracted and left the building and then came back, does he have to make an after blessing on the water? Well, there are two separate halachot. If you're going to continue drinking the water, then you don't have to make an after blessing for your previous drinking, assuming there was a minimal amount of time that passed. Leaving the building constitutes a disruption in your drinking. We say you did something else. And as such, when you come back, you'll make a new blessing beforehand. You'll make a new shakol. You don't have to make an after blessing because the one you'll make in the end covers all of this. Let's say you work in an office and all day long you're sipping your cup. So you make a shakol in the morning, and at night when you're ready to leave work, you make a bar nefashos because you're drinking all day. It's the same drinking. What are you doing? You're going to this room, that room, but you're in the same building. So that doesn't constitute a disruption. Let's say you're on a trip. You make a shakol. And you're drinking as you go along. So there we say your movement is not a disruption because you made the blessing with the intention that you're going to drink this en route. Moving out of a building is a disruption when you made the blessing in the building with the understanding you're drinking here, which is most of the time. Let's say you made a shehakol and you left the building and now you came back and you're not going to drink anymore. So then if you drank the volume, the revius, that requires an after blessing, and assuming 72 minutes did not pass, then you do make an after blessing on the drinking.